Hey friends, still talking about the life of Joseph today for day two. If you were here yesterday, then let's just do a quick review. So Joseph was one of 12 brothers. Their father's name was Jacob, and Joseph's brothers did not like him at all. Because Joseph was Jacob's dad's favorite, and he got this richly ornamented robe, and I think he kind of liked to flaunt the robe a little bit, and he had the special dreams that implied that his whole family was going to be bowing down to him someday, and so they didn't like hearing any of that. So picking up today, so Joseph's brothers were out in the field working, and dad said, hey, why don't you go check on your brothers and see how they're doing? So he goes out into the field, and the brothers see them coming, and you know what they said? They said, they had a nickname for him, they said, oh, here comes the dreamer. They identified him by his dreams. You know, he's like, oh, here's the dreamer who thinks that life is just going to go the way that his dreams say. And then they got this bright idea. They said, let's get rid of the dreamer. We don't like him. We don't like dad's affection toward him. We're kind of jealous of his coat because it looks really awesome. But they said, let's get rid of him. And their first idea was to kill him. They were going to kill their brother. So yesterday we talked about tough family relationships. This is a tough family relationship. But then Reuben, one of the brothers, the oldest brother, he said, "No, we shouldn't kill him. Let's just sell him instead." Which I don't know if that's really much better, but at least he was still alive. And so they decided to sell their brother, and that's what happened. They sold their brother to some slave traders who happened to be going by, and Joseph's gone. He's gone. I'm going to pause there to make one application, then I'm going to keep going with the story, but remember what they called Joseph as they saw him coming? They called him the dreamer, the guy who dreams. They identified him by what he did. How do you identify yourself? Like, what is your self-image based on? Joseph was the dreamer, that's how they looked at him. Do you think, I'm the guy who has to perform at work every day and do better than everyone else? I'm the girl who has to look better than everybody else to get everybody's attention. I'm the person who has to give the impression that I have the perfect marriage or the perfect children. I am the one who has to do everything just perfectly. I'm the one who needs everybody's attention. I'm the one who needs people to feel or to tell me that I do a really great job with things in order to feel good about myself. There are any number of ways that we assign value to ourselves or of how we define ourselves. The Bible actually gives us the best way to define ourselves, and that is to define ourselves not by how we live, not by what we do, but by how Jesus lived and by what Jesus did. And that's a good thing, because when Jesus lived, he never did anything wrong. No one was ever able to convict him of they weren't able to find anything in his life. Any time that he said the wrong thing, or crossed a line that he shouldn't have. Like, he just loved people. He taught the right thing. And the Bible says that that's how God looks at us. There's a Bible passage in the Bible book of Galatians that says, everyone who's been baptized into Christ has been clothed with Christ. So remember Joseph's richly ornamented robe. It covered him, and it made him look just wonderful. Picture the life of Jesus covering you. And so when God looks at you, yeah, he actually sees every good thing that Jesus did, which was perfection. So he looks at you and he sees perfection. That's not what Joseph's brothers saw. When they looked at Joseph, they saw somebody that was worth getting rid of. And so they did. And then, of course, they had to tell someone. They had to tell Dad. And remember, Joseph was Dad's favorite. And so they made up a story. They took the jacket. They didn't let Joseph take it with him. And they cut open an animal and they dipped it in the animal's blood. And then they took that bloody jacket back to Dad and they said, Dad, look what happened to Joseph. He must have been attacked by an animal. He's just gone. We heard a struggle and, you know, we heard a noise and we came running but it was too late. He had already been dragged away, but his jacket was here and we thought you'd want to have it. Of course, it was a lie. And they tried to comfort him with lies, of course, but it didn't work. And it says, the Bible even says that Jacob, he refused to be comforted. In other words, he had lost hope. His favorite son was gone. Just gone. As far as he could tell, never to be seen ever again. And maybe you've been in a place like that too, not in the exact situation, but a place where you've lost hope, where you just don't see how things can turn out well. And if that's the case, if you look into your future and you just see like a dead end, or if you see just empty black space, or if you see nothing, keep tuning in over these next couple of days, because the life of Joseph is going to give you hope again.